What does it mean to blaspheme Christ? To commit blasphemy? Technically, the definition deals with denying the holiness of God and denying God Himself. And not only denying God Himself, but mocking Him, cursing Him, blaspheming God face to face, saying, "You are not God. You are not the God of my life. You are not holy. You are not righteous." Blasphemy. In this next passage of Scripture out of Luke 22, before Christ is crucified, He is held captive. And the Scripture says that He is mocked, and they commit blasphemy against Christ. Now think of the scribes and the priests watching Christ in the temple, teaching the holiness of God. And they couldn't argue with Him. Every time they tried to trick Him, He spoke pure words of God, and they were in awe. He would heal people right in front of their eyes, and yet they would deny that He is the Son of God and God Himself in the flesh, who came to seek and to save the lost. Now the men who were holding Jesus in custody were mocking Him and beating Him. And they blindfolded Him and were asking Him, saying, "Prophesy, who is the one who hit you?" And they were saying many other things against Him, blaspheming. I can't even imagine what they said. In three sentences, in a few seconds, we read that. Just a few seconds to read that. But how long did the beatings last? How long did they mock Him? How long did they curse at Him? How long did they blaspheme Him? We know that it went on for hours, being beaten, mocked, spit upon. When it was day, the council of elders of the people assembled, both chief priests and scribes, and they led Him away to their council chamber. In the movies, in the books, Jesus always has this beautiful white robe. His hair is in place. His sandals look neat and tidy. He has a sash around His robe that complements His robe. I wonder what He looked like when they led Him away. He was bloody and beaten. His face was swollen. His hair was filled with blood. He had been beaten severely. I don't know if you've ever been mocked. If someone's ever made fun of you and mocked you. But He was continually mocked, and blasphemed against. When it was day, the council of elders of the people assembled, both chief priests and scribes, and they led him away to their council chamber, saying, "If you are the Christ, tell us." But Jesus said to them, "If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I ask a question, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God." And they all said, "Are you the Son of God then?" And he said to them, "Yes, I am." And you need to understand how that's written out. It's not as, "Yes, I am." It's, "Yes, I am." And when God revealed himself in the Old Testament, that's how he referred to himself. "I am." This bloody, beaten man stood before them and acknowledged that he is the Son of God and God himself in the flesh. Then they said, "What further need do we have of testimony? For we have heard it ourselves from his own mouth." What does it take for you to believe? Do you want the pretty picture? The pretty white robe with the nice blue sash, with the beard perfectly in place? Or do you want the man who was beaten and spit upon and bloody? What does it mean to blaspheme? To not only deny that he is God, but to mock him, to speak against him. And you may think, "I don't speak against God." But if you deny that he is the Son of God and God himself, you are blaspheming. And here's the truth. If you want to see God work in your life, fill you with his Holy Spirit, then acknowledge that he is God. Far greater than you can imagine, far more powerful, more love than you can even comprehend. God himself became flesh and sought us out. And even after his crucifixion and the resurrection, he gave us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, who speaks to you now. Not me, the Holy Spirit. And you know the difference right now that the Holy Spirit is upon you, calling you, reconciling you to God. What does it mean to blaspheme God? To deny him. And when you deny him, you mock the glory of God. Father, let your Spirit do your work right now in your child. Let them bow down in humble glory of your presence. That throughout all these things, you still love us. Not only do you love us, you come to us with your presence and your forgiveness and your purpose for our lives. Father, thank you that you never mocked us, but call us into your presence for all of eternity. Amen.